delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet box lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30, and meteorologist Ed Kieser will be along in just 5 minutes with details on the weather. We do have a tornado watch in effect for parts of central and northeastern Illinois. It does include in our severe weather coverage area Livingston, Logan, and McLean counties. It's in effect till 2. We could see some showers and some thunderstorms, maybe severe this afternoon. Ed will have details, and then we'll open up the phone lines, and you can talk to Ed if you have some travel plans or other activities going on. But first, AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good afternoon. Illinois House Democrats are advancing ways to pay for Governor Rob Blagojevich's $31 billion capital construction program, but there are big questions about whether it will become a reality. House committees this morning overwhelmingly approved two pieces of what Blagojevich proposes to pay for new roads, school, and other construction projects. One would be a large expansion of gambling, while the other would lease the state lottery. Lawmakers are trying to get their work done by tomorrow, and Blagojevich wants them to approve a capital plan along with a new budget. But there's still no agreement on what projects should be included in that capital plan. House members could reject the money, raising ideas if the spending side isn't finished yet. The board has decided to keep a candidate for an East Central Illinois State House district on the November ballot. The Democratic lobbyist had filed a challenge to Republican Frank Calabrese's name on the ballot in the 103rd House district currently held by Democrat Naomi Jacobson. They claim the GOP committee that slated Calabrese back in April didn't file organization paperwork in a timely manner. Calabrese countered that the document was eventually filed and that he and the nominating committee substantially complied with the law.
The committee is independent to me. I did everything I could, and I tried to follow the law as best as I could, and that's what they, that's what the committee found. That's what the tribunal found. I'm just happy I'm a candidate now so I can take my message to the people.
Michael Casper is an attorney who argued on behalf of the objector, Pat Devaney. He says Devaney can appeal in the courts within 10 days, but he had not made a decision yet. Indiana's Democratic Party says Hillary Rodham Clinton's narrow win in that state's presidential primary this month gave her a 38-34 majority in pledged delegates over Barack Obama. Clinton won statewide in the May 6 primary with 50.6% of the vote, but she gained a greater majority of delegates because most of them are distributed by congressional district, and Clinton won by wide margins in 3 of the state's 9 districts. Obama, however, has a 7-4 advantage over Clinton among Indiana's superdelegates to the Democratic National Convention in Denver. That gives Clinton a 42-41 lead in the Indiana delegation, with one superdelegate to be named at the June 21st state convention, and with Representative Brad Ellsworth as a superdelegate who hasn't yet endorsed either candidate. The United Auto Workers Union has filed an unfair labor practice charge against Caterpillar because of its decision to ban smoking on all of its U.S. properties beginning Sunday. The union claims the ban goes against guarantees in the company's contract with the UAW, adding that whether workers can smoke or not should be subjected to collective bargaining. The dispute over smoking has Caterpillar officials worried about a possible strike, but union bargaining chairman Bill Scott says the UAW isn't encouraging any work stoppage over the issue. It was last fall after the Smoke-Free Illinois Act that prohibits smoking in public places and workplaces was approved by the state legislature that Caterpillar announced that it would ban smoking on its campuses. But it wasn't until May 9th that the company set a date for that ban to take effect. The only Hindu temple in downstate Illinois is currently located in Peoria, but organizers in Champaign-Urbana have plans to build a temple in their part of the state. As AM580's Jim Meadows reports, they kicked off their fundraising campaign last night with a dinner at an Urbana hotel.
The Hindu Temple and Cultural Society of Central Illinois hopes to raise $3 million to build downstate Illinois' second Hindu temple at a site 2 miles north of Champaign. Sharda Panditi has been helping with work on the temple's design. She says she misses the presence of a Hindu temple that was part of growing up in the Chicago area.
Almost every weekend I used to be at the temple when I was in Chicago. And now slowly that influence, I can see how it's kind of waned away from us. And then I have a daughter here who's in high school who hopes to go to the temple and do her homework there. You know, the peaceful environment and all that. So I think, you know, the educational aspect of it for the next generation.
Panditi says that when completed, the temple will blend traditional features of northern and southern Indian temple architecture, much like other Hindu temples in America. The basement level will be used as an Indian cultural and educational center. Phase one of construction can begin once $1.8 million is raised, but Panditi says the features that distinguish the building as a Hindu temple won't be seen until its final completion. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
News and information programs are made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature. Support for today's broadcast comes from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Illinois, hosting a lifelong learning program developed specifically for adults over 50. Additional information on programs available by email at olli@uiuc.edu.
All right, now my turn. It's 12:36, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us now for an in-depth look at weather. And, Ed, we have some weather to look at, so I'll let you get right into it. And then in a few minutes, we'll open up the phone lines in case somebody wants to get some custom weather for wherever they might be.